Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Yidat Martzvi Raphael ben Dvorah Esther, and is based on the Torah reign of Rabbeinu the Rosh Yeshiva Shlita. It says in the pasuk at the end of the Megillah, "V'ratzui l'roiv echov," that Mordechai was pleasing to most of his brothers. Megillah Tazayin Amud Beis. It says over there, "Shepirshu mimenu miktsas Sanhedrin." Some of the Sanhedrin wasn't happy with him, and therefore they were separated from him. They were displeased, and therefore he's only Ratzui L'Roiv Echov. So we have to understand why the Megillah ends off on this negative note, because Ratzui L'Roiv Echov, not all Echov. The Bali Musar say that, you see from here, you can't please everybody. In any event, Moreinu V'Rabbeinu, the Rosh Yeshiva Zatzal, says in the Igor Suksovim, in the very first letter, that somebody, Mishesh lo ideal gadol, somebody who has a big ideal, and he doesn't know how to bring it into the Chayi Yom Yom, he doesn't know how to actualize it into real life, daily life, is like somebody who's got a big coin and he can't cash it or can't get change. For example, sometimes we should all be zocher to have this problem. You have a $100 bill. But you just want to buy something for $1, for $2, for $3, you have a $100 bill. What are you going to do? So if you can get change, you get change. Let's say you can't get change. So that's what sometimes you have a big idea, but you have to know how to bring it into life. Like a person who has a big bill, if he can't get change, then what's it worth? He can't use it. And the Mishkan, Bezalel was miyuchas until Chur. Bezalel ben Uri ben Chur lematei Yehuda. Why not Ad Yehuda? Why Bezalel ben Uri ben Chur? Why does it say Bezalel ben Uri ben Chur ben Yehuda? Why not go all the way back to Yehuda? Bring us back. Why stop at Chur? So it's coming to tell us, says the Medrash Misraba 48:3 Tanchuma Vayakel 4, that because he was Moiser Nefesh at the Egel, Chul, and he was Makade Shem Shamayim, and he died, he was killed. So because of that, he has the Schus, that Bezalel is Mesiachis to him. Mesichus Nefesh is a great Midah, it's a great ideal, but it's not in the Chai Yom Yom, it's not like a daily thing that we do. And therefore comes Bezalel, his grandson, and he does. And Mikoyach Zeik, he's Meiser Nefesh, to build a Bais Lashem, Vavoy to Tumidis Yoim Yoim. And so to in Kriya Shema, we say Shema Yisrael, and then Ve'afta B'chol Na'vatzetra B'chol Navshecha, and then Vahayu Advara Meila Alevovcha, Alevovecha. In other words, first you have this great idea of God being one and loving God. And it's on your heart, and then you have this great Mesiras Nefesh. It brings you to the day to day, Vishinantom Levanecha, to being able to teach your son. And so to on Purim. On Purim, we went from Moves to Chaim. We went from death to life. And Bivadai Shesuk Simcha Shel Hayom, the category of Simcha of the Adlo Yoda, is only shaykh to this day. So we have this inyan of we were supposed to die and we came back to life. That's like the inyan of Bezalel, who brought the ideal of Mesiras Nefesh of his grandfather into daily life. Like the idea of Shema Yisrael, which eventually translates into daily life, is Shinantam Levanecha. The hemshech of this simcha, that Anshei Knesset HaGadolah were mitaken, is that we reach Hadur Kiblu HaBimeach HaShverosh, that we receive the Torah again. It was another Kabbalah HaTorah, a new connection to Torah. And so too, there's a takana here of Avasreim, Atanus Levyonim, we should be Kishechet B'Lev Echot, to be Makabal the Torah anew. And therefore, the Siyum of Megillas Esther is coming to teach us how to how to get change for this big coin, for this big bill. After the great avoid of Mesichus Nefesh of Kiddush Hashem, you have to know how to bring it into life. That's why it says, L'loiv Echad, Shepirshu Menem Mixus Sanhedrin. Why was the Mixus Sanhedrin Pairesh? Vishenase Karv L'malchus V'yabotol Mitalmudo, Rashi explains. He wasn't learning as much. He's Choshev, he's an Askin. But he's not learning as much. Pirshu Menem Mixus Sanhedrin. Kirv L'malchus is an Esek of Pikuach Nefesh. G'dole Talmud Torah Yotzer Me'asalas Nefashis. So what he's doing is very good. Pikuach nefesh, sirus nefesh, it's a big, big deal. But what's a bigger deal is the day-to-day Talmud Torah. Ashrei mi she'shoked al da'asos hayoyim yoyim. And that's why the pasuk finishes off with Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah is tamid. Wants to tell us that the big stuff is great, but it's the tamid that's greater. It's the day-to-day learning that Mordechai wasn't zeichet to. That's why pirshu memeno mixa Sanhedrin. That's the message of the end of the Megillah. Moving right along, we say on Purim v'nafrichu. It says l'gabei the egel nisboim le'egel v'noisnim nisboim le'mishkan v'noisnim. They are asked to give money to the egel and they give, and they're approached to give money about the mishkan and they also give. Yerushalmi shkolim 1:1. V'yesh kan tviyah. There's a tvi here on the Jewish people that even they gave to the Mishkan, they also gave to the Egel. What's going on over here? How can they give both? Give one day to the church and one day to the shul. What's going on? To the Egel and to the Mishkan. And so brings the Agos Maimonios of Hilchos Purim. And he writes about somebody who gives gifts to Goyim on Purim. So he compares that to Nosim La'egel, Nidvayim La'egel, Nosim Dona Mishkam and Nosim. How do you equate the two? So the Gos Maimonios isn't happy with this minhag to send even the Gentiles gifts on Purim. However, it could be that there's a tikkun over here. The Nedavos of the Mishkan was after the Egel. ומבחינה ידועה יש תיקון במה שמתברר, איך שהנתינה למשכן באה מפנימיוס החיוס, לעומת הנסינה לאגל. There's a tikkun when it became clear that giving to the Mishkan came from their depths as opposed to giving to the Egel. Also in Parshas Vayakel it says, Chum Eitchem. Chazal say that after the Egel, they didn't take from the Erev Rav. Mashen came betchila. Me'ez kol ish she'edvenu libo. They took from everybody. So you could say that be'emes, not accepting from the Erev Rav, is a be'er on this nesina that comes from the Pnimius Halev. In contrast to what was originally given with that Pnimius Halev. So to Gulas Purim, the whole tzara came to Bnei Shenenu Mesudasu Shaloisa Rosha. Sarah came because they were nana from the Suda of that Rosh of Achashverosh. Hare b'simcha zu shel Purim shekol nina yisimcha idei Nikolai Yehudim. In this simcha of Purim, the whole inyan of the simcha of Purim was that the Jewish people gathered together and havdalas Yisrael me'amim. So now the taina of the Agos Maimonios says about people who send gifts to Goyim on Purim, calls them Shoytim. It says, Shoyte ze. But now, Adarabba, Hare yi mevareret et toar alev, v'hargashat b'nei Yisrael shelo asanu Goy, v'goy veras al shigas, And In other words, we give gifts both to the Jews and the non-Jews to show that when we're giving to the Jews, it comes more from the Pnimius HaLev. As opposed to when giving to the non-Jews, it doesn't come as much from Pnimius HaLev. So that's the V'nafuchu, to show that the whole union of the Suda of Achashverosh, that wasn't us. We're attacking that Suda by giving to the Jews B'Pnimius HaLev, and then Mela making that tikkun. Making the tikkun of Suda Achashverosh and the tikkun of the Mishkan that originally was they took from the Erev Rav, and then afterwards they didn't. Originally it was Meis Kol Ishei Venu Libo. It wasn't a good giving, it was the Erev Rav, it was Michitonius. And then afterwards it was Kol Meitchem, only the non-Erev Rav from the Pnimius. Moving right along, it says about Esther, Ki Ein Lo Aveim, she has no mother, no father. Mordechai took her as a daughter, the Maral. The Orchadish Hezayin explains that this Yeshua had to be Dafka, Aide Yosin Kazeh Bali Avavayim. It had to be by an orphan who had no parents. Brings the Medrash Esther Rabbah 6-7. When they were talking about Churban Beis HaMikdash, Yisoyimim Hayinu Ve'ein Ov. Chayechem Shani Mivigoyel Kazeh. That when they were toyin after the Churban, that we're orphaned. We don't have a father. In other words, Maral explains that we need a Goyal who's a Yosim, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu dwells with the Yosimim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a special relationship with the Yosimim. And Mimela, the Goyal, one who's responsible for our Gula, the person who's the navigator of our Gula on earth, is going to be a Yosim. So it would appear that the explanation is that the beginning of the shaychus and relationship of a person to this world is through his parents. Like the Gemara says, Mishnah, we've been learning in our Hilchos Ma'amrim Shirim, above Metzia Lamed Gimel, Avedis Aviv, Avedis Rabu, Avedis Aviv could your father brought you to this world, you're ready to the next world. So your shaychus to this world is through your father, the three shitfim in a person. His mother, his father, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Rebbe is B'makom HaShutef HaGimel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just a father and a mother, are very concrete, physical relationship, whereas the third, the Rebbe, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is Bedas. But this Yasam doesn't have these concrete parents. So he relates directly to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In the Churban Beis HaMikdash, where we lost the true connection to Olam Hazeh because we didn't have a Beis HaMikdash anymore. So he said, Yisayimim ayinu ve'ein av. Now we're orphans, we don't have a father anymore. We have no shaychus to Olam Hazeh, we have no truth, like just like an orphan has no shaychus b'muchash to his Olam Hazeh, because it all starts with his parents, and he doesn't have parents. So too, we were Yisayimim, we didn't have shaychus to Olam Hazeh, because we didn't have the space on Mikdash. So all we have is a HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And in this Gula of Purim, they again tasted Olam Hazeh by beating Haman, Esav. Because it was Esav who took Olam Hazeh. And now he falls. So now it's B'muchash, we have Olam Hazeh back. And Stam Melech, even in the Pshat of Olam Hazeh, is Melech Malchei Amlachem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like we see in the Medrash Esther Rabbah 3:10. And therefore, Melchemes HaMolek, HaRishonik, says, Moshe Aaron V'chur, Ala Rosh HaGiva, what's Rosh HaGiva? Mechilta. Lahazkir Maisa Avos, Maisa Imoz, Shanem Rekim Rosh Surem, En Rosh HaShurem, Rosh HaShurem, Rosh Avos, Gvois Imoz. It says he went up to the head of the mountain. Moshe Aaron Chor went up to the head of the mountain. The Mechilta says to mention the Maisa Avos and Maisa Imos. Because the Rosh, the Gavos of the Imos. Kimei Rosh Tzirim Aren and Rosh HaShuren is a remnant to the Avos and the Imos. Just Esav was Mechabit his father very, very well. And that's because he took Olam Hazeh, because that's the Tziur HaMuchashi of Olam Hazeh is the father. But Esav wasn't Mechabit his mother. And only if there's a balance between the two, you have the third shutta of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Prison Mechabit his parents. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, as if I lived amongst you, Kedushin 30b. But Esav wasn't. Esav wasn't properly Mechabit both his father and his mother. He only had the father. And therefore it says, Alo Rosh HaGivo. Give us chusimos, kushinema el givas halavoina. That's the imos. Ki gam kesher olam hazeh shoadei ov veim urak boifin shemagi ad hashutef hashlishi. So now we're fighting against Amalek. That's elu al rosh hagiva. So the giver is the remes, the imos. And this gives us the power over Amalek. Because Amalek is Esav, coming from Esav, as a shaykh is to the father and to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the two shutfin, but not to the third shutf of the mother. And therefore, going up Rosh HaGiva, we have Shaykhis to the Schus Imos, like we saw before. Kim Rosh Tzurim Arena, Rosh HaShurena, the Medrash says, Gavos are Imos. And this way we have power over Amalek, because we're taking Olam Hazeh back from Esav. And the only way to do this is by making a Shaykhis to the three shutfin. So we go Dafka Rosh HaGiva to Shaviv Shaykhis to the mother also, whereas Esav doesn't. No, my Rabbi Isai, still have a lot more to say. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweet Israel. But now they will continue.